could I get a little origin story, some background to the Sway and what that is, who it is?
Do you want to tell the story for me?
The long or the short version?
Whatever you feel like sharing.
Well, we began dating a couple years ago. Kind of held off on letting each other know that, you know, I sang and that he played guitar. You know, we just, we dated for a bit and then slowly started revealing to each other we had this interest, and we started writing some stuff together. Mm-hmm. I had some lyrics and melodies that I had written from way back, well, 15 years ago even, that had just kind of, I never could find the right way to put it out there, I guess. And it was kind of kismet, I guess, because he would play something that he had written, and I was like, you know, the first song we wrote together was Crave, and my lyrics went with his melody perfectly.
And it was, the chord structure.
Yeah.
It just...
And so we were like, we might be onto something here, you know, we need to pursue this. And that's happened a lot, either he's written something, I'll put words to it, you know, vice versa, you know.
The cool thing is that we had the same interest in bands and music. Mm. So we would listen to the same music, and we'd have nights where we would kind of stay up late and surprise each other with, like, you'd type in YouTube, like, I want you to hear this song. And so we were like, well, we like the same music. And then we started to, play for each other, and she would sing, and then that whole thing happened where we finally merged the two things and said, this is kind of fun.
A lot of Night on the Stoop, which I'll give you a little inside here. We had actually considered calling ourselves the Stoop Kids because we sat out on my back stoop to my little apartment many nights playing and,
writing.
But we settled on This Way.
This Way. Why the...
I don't mean to keep...
No, go.
Commandeering this whole thing.
You got it.
You know, I read an article about how when people are in absolute darkness, like in a cavern where there's absolutely no light involved, they can't stand up erect. Like, it's straight. They sway. There's something about the absence of light that... And I thought, oh, that's kind of cool, the dark sways. But I thought that sounded maybe a little too...
dark.
A little too dark.
Because I said, the dark sways. I don't think all of our music's going to be dark. It'd be cool if you're a metal band.
Yeah.
So we went on the Sway, and funny, after we decided on that, I just started to pay attention when we were practicing and playing out and rehearsing or whatever, that I sway a lot, and that had nothing to do with name it that.
Yeah.
I just thought it was kind of
ironic
that it's a natural thing to do, but it fits. And I thought, you know, if our music is what we hope it is, it you know, people sway
It'll
to
move
it.
People,
so,
hopefully.
Yeah. Coming up with a band name is really difficult.
Yeah.
Not to be tried or, you know, cliche. It's hard.
Yeah.
So it was one of those conversations where it just led to it, and we just said, that's it. Let's just keep it at that.
Sounds like a hell of a lot of serendipity between you.
It was nuts,
That's cool.
That's a good word.
It was. Because the more songs... After the first one, it was like, wow, that was fun. It was two and three. And then it just, we couldn't believe how they were just falling.
We've written two or three songs a night just because we'd get on this. And that's kind of how we work.
Yeah.
We'll go, you know, dry spell for a while. And then we'll
sit living
down
together,
and just bang.
Right, that makes it, because we're engaged now. And, and so I can just bring the guitar upstairs and say, I have this. And when we put the kids down, she'll... And get on the Evernote app and start writing lyrics, and the next day she's like, how about this? And I'm like, that's perfect. And we don't really question too much. We just take it as it comes. The songs. So
what have y'all done previous to this musically?
We did
together and separate.
Okay, so I played in a college band here years ago in town.
Okay.
And I had Voodoo Symphony.
Okay,
it was a very, very, very kind of jam band oriented, and it was a lot of fun. It was great. I was young, and it was, you know. We played late.
And Kyle, who's playing keyboard tonight, actually played with
you. Yeah, we were bandmates for 5 years. And so when the producer that did all the keys, J. Tom Nato, mm-hmm. the llama, mm-hmm. when he couldn't be here tonight, the first person I thought of was Kyle, because he played keys with me in that band, and he's such a great player. So I did that, and then after leaving that, I just continued to just play and write for myself, and just kept in the back of my mind that I'm not going to stop doing this.
Yeah.
It doesn't matter how old I get. I'm not going to stop writing. I'm not going to stop playing. And I think I did about a year's worth of solo stuff. And then we met. Okay. And then, so when we met, then we were like, hey, now we can kind of turn on, you know. So.
Don't mind me.
We really haven't, I mean, we've played several different venues just around
here. Yeah.
Yeah, together. But this is our big one. This is kind of our...
This is the first full band from the record.
Okay.
Yeah.
As for my music background, you know, I grew up singing in church, weddings, and that sort of thing, you know, since I was really little.
Okay.
But I've never, you know, I had a little thing going a long time ago when I was almost 20 years old, where I was doing some recording, but that kind of fizzled out. And honestly, this has been the first, I would say the first real, you know, solid project I've been a part of. Okay. So this is all brand new to me. Playing with a band or singing, you know, heading a band or whatever is, it's exciting. I'm really excited about it, but it's a first, so, you know, it's...
Although she did sing the national anthem at the Legends game, which would be really intimidating.
Oh, my gosh, yes. Yeah. How did that go?
Oh, yeah. It was fun. It was very cold that night. It was like taking your breath kind of cold.
Oh,
you know,
my,
it was like in May, I guess. Mm. I don't know, but anyway. And, of course, there was the sound bouncing back at me, and it was really bizarre, but got through it. So.
Very nice. Okay, so this is your big premiere. Tonight's your big introduction. What are the future plans for The Sway?
To push this record.
Okay.
Yeah. I mean, it's...
Venture out. Maybe, you know, Louisville and surrounding
areas. Just start, you know, regional and just get it out there to as many people as to, you know, enjoy it. And I feel like it's a solid record.
Yeah.
With Shangri-La and Tom Nato producing it. It was just, finding him, it was just fantastic.
We were literally flipping through, you know.
A couple different studios on town.
Yeah, just looking through ads or something. Yeah. I don't know, but anyway, just kind of like,
I think we saw some pictures of the studio, and we were like, oh, that looks cozy.
Yeah.
Yeah, it looks like it would be a nice, and we met Tom, and
we met Maggie shortly after, and
Dwayne, and then we went to the studio and said, well, I don't think we need to look anywhere else.
Okay.
And so this was over a year ago, and we did a little EP mm-hmm. with Tom, mm-hmm. and the idea was to just have something to get out mm-hmm. to start getting some gigs,
mm-hmm.
and that worked. Okay. And then we started to play out.
And where have y'all played?
We've played the Burl.
Okay.
Here a few times. Gosh,
we played Minglewood a lot. We're doing that pretty often. Parley Social
we played. It was a fun. We opened for Ben Lacey. That was fantastic.
Oh, nice. Yeah.
Twisted Cork,
which is, I don't know if you've been there, but it's...
I have not been there.
It's amazing.
Yeah.
It's like being in your uncle's basement during the Christmas break. It's like, it's a liquor store and a bar with live music. And you can, when you're playing, you can hear the people drive through and hit the bell.
Oh, like wow.
But it's great.
Charming, yeah.
Oh, yeah. They bring
an open mic there I've been wanting to do.
Yeah, and they bring in, it's like potluck. They bring in food. They cook.
That's great.
Yeah, because they don't serve
food. It's like
food.
A family reunion.
Very much. It's fantastic. Well, we've played there. Just, it was so much fun.
Okay.
Al's Bar, we played a few times.
Okay. Oh, yeah.
So we've ventured out. And with this record now, we want to, you know, get out of town.
Yeah.
And, yeah. We want to get out of town a little bit. We're looking forward to playing to people we've never met.
Yeah. Yeah.
I mean, that really is kind of an exciting thought, just to share this music with people that don't know us. And we've had such great support with friends that we have here in this community.
Do you have any gigs booked yet out of town?
Not at the second, because so much as we just finished this record.
How long were y'all in the studio?
So we started in February, early February, and we finished the first week of May.
Oh, wow. So this
we
really
just finished this 3 weeks ago.
Yeah, we had some gaps there.
Yeah.
Tom's on tour.
Yeah, he's busy as
well. He's busy, busy.
And getting everybody, you know.
Yep, so we had to just be organic about it and just let it happen. We had no deadline until, and I didn't want a deadline.
Mm-hmm.
And by the way, Cricket Press did our artwork, and they
beautiful.
They love just it was Melanie's concept, but they took it, and they're just fantastic. But we didn't have a deadline, and I didn't want one, and I told them the same thing. And then with a lot of time, I booked this date for the release, and then all of a sudden, we had a deadline, which was not fun for anybody.
And then the pressure was on.
Yeah. And then
does that
worked
help
out
at all? The pressure.
Yeah, it didn't
bother
hurt.
Me too
it
much.
Didn't hurt.
He was really stressed about
it. Yeah, it was kind of like.
I was like, it's gonna be fine.
I know why people, women turn to Bridezilla. So I kind of get it. Mm-hmm. Yeah, planning and certain, and it's like,
Well, especially if you're.
Yeah.
Yeah, having a baby.
Yeah.
Get it together.
That's what it is. Yeah.
Absolutely.
But Tom and Dwayne, just and the guys Robbie and Blake,
very
just like. Were so professional and came in and just were incredible. And Tom and Dwayne did the mix, and then Dwayne mastered it all in a week. And we had a couple recalls just from the master, and they fixed that the next day. And it just, everybody was like, really was just incredible to get it done in time for this date. And then we had to go through the manufacturing company.
Right.
And luckily that all flowed.
Yeah.
And went well.
Mm-hmm.
And
right.
So we got them back.
Oh, yeah.
We got him back. Because today's Thursday. We got him back Monday morning.
Wow.
And he asked me to wait so that we could open the box together.
Oh. Yeah, don't open
and
that until I'm there.
He doesn't get home from work until about 4:30. So they sat there and I'd walk past them for 7 to 8 hours. Just like.
Yeah.
Okay.
It was
that's
devotion.
Very nice.
It was. So,
hard.
Yeah. It's been a great experience. But again, just now that we have this one done. I messaged Tom the other day and was like, I'm addicted. I'm ready to record another one.
Yeah.
It's crazy addicting.
It really is.
That's awesome.
And we have some on the shelf that we've already started.
Well, we had so many that
we're
just
gonna wait a while.
Just said, you know, let's not, we'll do these.
Yeah.
Sure.
We'll save these and then we'll add to those and we can, when we do the next one.
Yeah.
So again, the goal is to get this out as far and as wide as possible and just try to keep it going.
Yeah. All right. Well, so. I will let you go in just a minute, let you get started with this amazing night you've created for yourselves. I'm just curious about the concept behind the art on the CD case, because it's really interesting.
There are elements drawn from a few of the songs. Initially, we talked about, the front would be basically the landscape. We kind of had that idea. And then on the back, we would put elements from every song. But then we realized that wasn't really practical. And have you ever seen Prince's album, Paisley Park?
Yes.
Same deal.
It was kind of the same. You see elements sprinkled throughout that. But then, we sort of realized, some of these songs, there's really nothing you could visually.
Well, I think you could. But we were like, we didn't want to clutter the thing.
Right.
So, the children on the back.
Around the fire.
Children,
I mean, those are our three kids.
Oh, okay.
We have a song that we actually wrote for them that's on the album.
Which one?
Life and Other Fleeting Things.
Okay, yeah.
It's kind of a love letter to them.
Yeah. Oh, and then nice. Mary is the kind of broken down lady on the side of the cliff, of course, the blackbird.
Right.
Self-explanatory.
Right.
The Deep Blue Sea from Dive In.
We don't give it all away, do we?
Well, mystery.
Yeah. That's what's fun about
very
it.
Cool.
That's what's,
I'm a literary person, so symbolism is.
That's what's fun about it, because if you remember, I know growing up, my dad and mom bought so many records, and this sounds cliche, but it is cliche for a reason. That artwork.
Oh, yeah.
you listen to that music and you look at that album cover or whatever and you go, what is this and why? And then there's a reason in the music.
Right.
And it was just fun to do that.
Mm-hmm.
And even though it's on vinyl right now, it's still, even though it's on CD, it was fun to play with that concept.
Yeah.
So.
Nice. Yeah, it's important what you put it in.
Yeah. So. All
right. Anything else you want the crowd to know?
Gosh, I just, you know.
Well, it goes without saying, we're extremely appreciative for everything. It's
been really appreciative. And I don't think I talked enough about Robbie Cosenza and Blake Cox. That was like getting with Tom. Those two guys were able to take our songs and really just, make them grow to what they are. Right. They put some muscle to them.
Yeah.
You know, because everything's written on acoustic. Yeah, everything's written on acoustic and vocals, and they just really were able to, So those guys in the studio, just extremely proud of them and thankful that they were happy to join us and really excited that they're joining us for the release show. You know, that says a lot about who they are as artists and you know, community artists.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, we didn't ask. We didn't really. They just kind of, you know, said, "Well, we'll do this," and it was just so sweet. It was really great. So.
Yeah, cool. I told Robbie when he got here. I said, "It's so much fun that we're doing this with you guys because it feels comfy." And we spent so many hours in the studio with them. It's a lot of fun to do the release with them.
Yeah, it was created together.
Yes, it was created together.
Delivered together.
Yeah, because we let Blake and Robbie write their parts.
Uh-huh.
You know, Tom had some great insight on what should happen, but essentially it's just, you know, they took the roughs and we said, we trust you. And they just came up with what you hear on the record.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah, they're both consistent and reliable.
Oh, yeah.
Excellent.
Yeah.
All right. Well, I'm very excited for tonight. Good. I can't wait to witness this all happen.
Well, good deal.
Thank you.
Good luck
to both of you.
Thank you so much. Congratulations. Thank you.
All right.